The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102. If you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number two, hour two of our radio program with news that Brock Purdy has a bad elbow. He needs an operation, minimum 6 months. How does this injury change things for Brock Purdy with the Niners? Will Brock Purdy never play another game as the starting quarterback in San Francisco? And what does this mean to his overall future, Brock Purdy in the NFL? And where do you see the 49ers going at quarterback? We'll talk about all of those different branches on the story tree and a whole lot more right now in hour number two. Here it is. The lingering pain. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Ordinary people, as we say, no pain, no gain. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond. On the vast and swaggeringly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the greasy spoon, frying up, piping hot sports takes all night long. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So our lead this hour coming from the postmortem on championship weekend in the NFL, but in particular the NFC title game. Philadelphia is getting ready for Super Bowl 57 with the Chiefs. And the better story, though, is what happened in San Francisco as they were walloped in a game that got away from them as they lost their quarterback. The 49ers now licking their wounds as they try to put the pieces back together. Now, if you've not heard the latest, maybe not. We had a major development in the future of San Francisco's beleaguered football team. We've learned now that 49er quarterback Brock Purdy, the darling, the breakout sensation of Niner Nation, is going to miss at the very least 6 months, but likely a lot longer than that. He did actually tear his ulnar collateral ligament in his elbow joint. He wasn't kidding. He wasn't pretending. It wasn't make-believe. It actually happened. And so he went back in the game with torn ligaments in his elbow. And as a result, the Niners could not throw the ball. There was no throwing of the football and all that. We know how that went down. Now, what's going on with this. So it's the ulnar collateral ligament in the elbow joint. Purdy is said to be seeking a second medical opinion about whether or not he needs surgery. The team, we are told, is saying, chop, chop, under the knife. Get that gurney ready. Put on the hospital robe. You got to have a little medical procedure. No final decision has reportedly been made. Purdy was injured on the very first drive for San Francisco there as Haason Reddick hit him. And that's it. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. So let us discuss the question, how does this elbow injury change things for Brock Purdy with the 49ers? I've got a Lincoln Park code enforcement and Easter egg hunt. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make some stale sourdough bread. Now, number one.
Number one.
There we go. On the Maller scale of panic for Brock Purdy, 1 to 10, with 10 being football Armageddon, I'm at a 9! I'm at a 9! I'm at a 9! I'm at a 9! I'm at a 9. This is utterly horrible for the football future of Brock Purdy. There's no other way to say it. You can't sugarcoat it. There's no need to sugarcoat it. We are talking about a primal moment, as in a primal scream. And life does come at you fast in the NFL. It's like the Linkin Park song, right? Hit the floor. 1 minute you're on top, and the next you're not. Watch it drop. And Brock Purdy went from Cinderella, right? He went from Cinderella, the belle of the ball, to damaged goods in the blink of an eye. This guy was on the road to the Super Bowl. He was a good start away from playing in the Super Bowl in Arizona, Super Bowl 57. And now, dare I say, he might never start another game for the San Francisco 49ers, that this is it. He's played his last game by the Bay. Am I being overly dramatic? I don't think I am. I don't think I'm being overly dramatic. When you look at the scenario and how this is going to play out. Now, page two here. What does all of this mean in terms of the football future? So let's get down to the nitty-gritty for Brock Purdy. It means that Brock Purdy goes from the front burner to the back burner. And you quickly become an afterthought in that business, a torn UCL. Let me explain it to you like you're 5 years old. That's a baseball injury. It's not a football injury. That's a baseball injury. And the colloquial term, you know what the colloquial term is for that type of operation? It is none other than Tommy John surgery. And you have Tommy John surgery, and you are out for a year. You're not out for 6 months. You don't come back in 6 months. You're done. That's it. And so in order to repair this, if it is what is being said, a torn ulnar collateral ligament inside the elbow, you have to take a tendon either from another part of your body or from a cadaver. Hello. And then you stabilize the elbow and you eliminate pain and you are able to restore stability and range of motion. But it's a thing that happens to pitchers. It doesn't normally happen to quarterbacks. And it often takes an athlete over a year, right? A year is the minimum. Usually it's longer than that to come back to a level of play, which is where they were prior to the reconstruction of their elbow. It is Tommy effing John surgery. That's what it is. So when I hear all these, oh, he'll be back in 6 months for training camp, I'm like, really? Are you stupid? Are you a moron? What's wrong with you? That is a pipe dream. So what that means, you look at code enforcement, the NFL code enforcement department. What they're going to do here is if this guy Brock Purdy has Tommy John surgery, he gets a red tag. And he will be considered persona non grata, as in unable to play anytime soon. And you know what else happens? The 49ers choo-choo train keeps moving down the tracks. And he will be replaced. And Brock Purdy, who was on the fast track to starting next season, just be an oddity, a statistical oddity. We do these Who Am I games and the Insta Trivia every day, and 6 years from now, it'll be, Who Am I? I was the last pick in the 2022 NFL Draft. I started the NFC Championship game for the 49ers and never played another game for the team. Who am I? It's like a comet, right? Burning brightly and then quickly gone here, Brock Purdy. It's a wild story. And it's just crazy to think that he likely will not play a game again for the 49ers because they're going to go out and they're going to replace him. And if they get a guy who's good, they're going to keep that guy. And maybe they already have him on the roster, but they're not going to go back to Purdy if the guy they put out there in 2023 does the job. Purdy's gone. He's out of there. All right, final point. So where do the Niners go? Where do they go? So you can go back on and update your profile. So you have a job opening, go on LinkedIn, see who's available. You can do that. Jimmy Garoppolo, we got to think he's gone. He was laughing, chuckles on the sidelines there as the Niners were getting bludgeoned. He was having a grand old time. So Brock Purdy's off the list. The smart money says that the Niners will be scouring the globe. It's going to be like an Easter egg hunt. Do they want to bring in old man Brady? Tom Brady. How about Aaron Rodgers? Those are big ticket items. The 49ers also could keep it in-house. Trey Lance, they traded a flotilla of draft picks to get Trey Lance. And they could say, okay, Trey Lance is going to be the quarterback. He can be the guy. He's coming back from a cracked ankle. And he was on the naughty list. Did not impress. He's only played 8 games, but not impressive. Small sample size. So it's a wild goose chase. The Niners, without much of a safety net, are doing a high wire act. And they'd have to cook the books to get one of those big money quarterbacks in there, move money around, finagle the salary cap, which is doable. It's doable. In terms of Aaron Rodgers, the roadblock on that, not necessarily the salary cap, although it is a factor, a small factor, it's the Niners don't have a bonanza of draft picks to trade. That's the problem. So you could eliminate that unless they trade some players to get draft picks, but you got to think Tom Brady is the most realistic option. If he wants to play, that's his childhood team, go back home, 1 year left in the Bay. The other options, here are the other options the Niners have to look at. You might want to cover your nose. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. How about Teddy Two Gloves? Teddy Bridgewater's available. Elite quarterback Joe Flacco can be yours. Andy Dalton, Mike White, late of the Jets, Taylor Heineke, among those that are likely to be available here in one form or another. A bunch of vintage quarterbacks. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that, you can join us here. The lines are open. There is a line open, actually, for the first time in a while. 877-99 on Fox, if you'd like to fill that up. 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the Festivus of Talk. And this is a sports show, but every once in a while, there's an intersection of sports and politics. It happens. It's happened a lot more recently than in the past, but it has happened again. A congressional faux pas, a big congressional faux pas took place recently. We will play the audio gold, as we like to call it. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time, But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Poppy.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One, two.
Well, another game is over, and he wins again. It really doesn't look too good for the one they call Big Ben.
You can be a one percenter. Studies show that more than 244 million American adults listen to the radio each month, but only 1% actually contribute content. You can join that small fraternity of P1s on The Ben Maller Show. It is painless and simple. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just a call screener. He's the liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
You don't want a fluffer nutter in your mouth?
I do not. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Stevie Meatballs writes in after a Brock Purdy Maller monologue. He says, what the hell kind of choo-choo train noise was that coming out of your mouth? It sounded more like an ambulance or something. Okay, you call up right now, Stevie Meatballs. Let's see you do a better choo-choo train. Come on. Choo-choo. Yeah. Expert. I grew up near train tracks. I knew. Little kid. Yeah, it's true. So you can't read that on the air. Yefimi writes in. He says, Perg dog, he says, Hayes can help with that tendon for Purdy. So, haven't heard from Hayes. I wonder if he's still out there listening. Our guy in Minnesota that works at not the morgue, he works at a cemetery. I guess there's a slight difference, but that's his thing. Ferg dog writes in and says, does a one-arm Brock Purdy still have more value than Derek Carr? Yes, I would rather have Brock Purdy. absolutely correct on that. That would be the way to go. If you'd like to join the conversation there on the microblogging website, you can do that right now. On Twitter, at Ben Maller, follow the show. Follow the show. And your life will change in amazing ways, and it'll be just stunningly big. All right, now, let's go to the phones. The lines are jammed. Let's say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, but let's say hello to Andrea, who is hanging out in Berkeley. Hello, Andrea. We bumped you to the front of the line there, Andrea.
I appreciate it. I'm going to do a poll about the best music to have for the
No. You wanted new music. We gave you new music. This is the music. I like the vibe.
That was like maybe Moon Dance or how about Age of Aquarius? That's kind of cool.
Oh, see, now you're requesting a specific song. Let me go to my music director, Roberto Flores.
Oh, okay.
Roberto, your thoughts on this development?
Nowhere
here
to be found in the system.
Do not have it in the system, he says, without even looking. He knows it is not in the system. Unbelievable. Well, this is the music right now, and we'll see how this goes here, Andrea, as we talk all things sports.
Yes,
random sports and astrology.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's, you know, obviously I'm in the Bay Area, and you know, the newspapers, the headline was Not Purdy, Wheels Fall Off for 49ers, An Ugly Loss. And
Now, would you be willing to offer a ligament to Brock Purdy so he can come back quicker?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it'll come to that because he's born December 27, 1999, and he's very young. So I get that he'll heal quite quickly. But here's the thing.
Well, he might heal quickly, but if you take a ligament from another part of your body,
Tommy John, minimum 1 year, doesn't matter how old you are.
Transplant.
Yeah, pitchers get that, but he might not need Tommy John from what I'm hearing.
Hold on a second. This is an old one. My entire life, anytime they say you might need Tommy John,
you need Tommy John. Yes.
And if you
try to shortcut it, you're going to get injured and you're going to need Tommy John.
Well, you know what's interesting? About a month ago, Ben, I did a podcast with a colleague about Brock Purdy's sports astrology. And I said towards the end of January, I'm concerned once every 29 years, Saturn rules the skeletal system, bones, knees, teeth, joints, back, to his Mars in Aquarius. Mars, as you know, crucial planet for an athlete, energy, assertion, aggression. So Saturn Mars can be injury prone. And, you know, the mantra I like to say is delay, not denial. But here's the thing, it's a long-term transit, Ben. So it's on and off this year and then on and off next year.
No, it's off this year.
Yeah.
I'm saying it is off this year. I'm turning the switch off right now. This year it's off.
Yeah, it can spill into March 2025. Ooh. So that's even longer when Saturn is in Aquarius. So, you know, he was talking about frustration. Obviously, they did a lot of press conferences with him today and the media. But, you know, we just got to manage our expectations. But, you know.
Oh, there are no expectations now. That's it. Somebody else will be playing quarterback for the
49ers. Like Tom Brady is getting quite a bit of talk in the Bay Area.
He's washed up, but he is from the Bay Area. So they could sell a lot of Tom Brady 49er jerseys if he played there.
So you think, yeah, that's true. I think his father said the ship has sailed, but we'll see. And, you know, there's always...
The ship that sails does come back to the port every once in a while.
Right. So,
those cruise ships, they go all over the ocean and they come back.
Right. And, you know, there's Jimmy G, and he's, you know, an enduring Scorpio. He's been around. But be that as it may, you know, Purdy is very methodical and very deliberate and, you know, very hardworking and dutiful and conscientious. So I think, you know, he'll do the best he can with what he got. But certainly this is a turn that, you know, in his chart is once every 29 years. And he's only 23.
Yeah.
So this is a very frustrating transit.
Well, the next time, it'll be in his 50s, the next time this happens. So,
but, so that was just kind of an unfortunate turn of events.
I got you. All right. Well, very good. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
All right. There she goes, Andrea. Virgo in service from Berkeley. Checking in. Let's get over this dope Stevie Meatballs who's questioning my ability to do a choo-choo train. What's wrong with you? No, that's not right, man. You didn't, no, that's a bad choo-choo train, Stevie Meatballs. Mine's better.
That's the way the one at Disney sounds.
No, I'm doing...
Oh, that's excellent.
No, that's worse than all of
No, that was the best one.
No.
God, listen, I'm so good.
I am doing a real railroad choo-choo train. You guys are doing some bullcrap version of the choo-choo train. My choo-choo train is authentic. I grew up near train tracks. I used to hear every afternoon at like 4 o'clock, my mom would say, all right, that's the train going south or that's the one going north when I was growing up.
Yeah, but that was after choo-choo trains. Choo-choo trains were from the old west.
No, no, no. The sound when the train would come to the track. Are you questioning my integrity, Stevie Meatballs, as an expert
like,
of trains?
I like my noise along with Roberto's. I think we should do them in unison.
That was me. That was Coop.
Coop wants credit for his choo-choo train, and he's upset. Coop. Yeah, it was Coop that did that. Where are you? Are you in Miami, Stevie Meatballs? Is that where you are? Where are you at?
Nah, I'm in Daytona Beach.
Oh, Daytona Beach. I got you. Or Dirttown.
I like to see the
Dirt. That sounds like Hollering James. Sleeping is what that sounds
like. I'd like to nominate Poppy's Picks.
Who?
I want to nominate a donor for the cadaver tendon. I think we should use a tendon out of Poppy's dead body.
Wow. Jeez. He hasn't called the last couple of days, so maybe Poppy's moved on from the show. You think Poppy's done with the show? That's it? It's all over now for Poppy calling the show?
I certainly hope so. Yeah.
Wow, Stevie Meatballs, what a jerk. My God, how dare you? Who urinated in your lunch? What's wrong with you?
Don't forget, I'm also blind.
I am. Well, we're all blind in one way or another, so, you know. Yeah, that's the way magic works, Stevie Meatballs, is that we all have a blind spot. That's how magic works, that there's stuff right in front of us that we don't see, and magicians know how to use that and fool us. How about that?
That's right.
Yeah, it's true.
And speaking of cadavers, there was a lady who was in the police academy. She joined the police academy because she was looking for dates. But when she was in the police academy, the only thing that ever hit on her was a cadaver dog because she had a little stinky cuckoo.
All right. Thank you. All right, run back to Twitter. Run back to Twitter there, Stevie. All right, thank you. Great Stevie Meatballs. Man,
I think Poppy's mad at me, and that's maybe he's...
Oh, yeah? Why is he upset with you?
So, you know, we do every week, we have our DraftKings round robin, NFL playoff round robin.
He wanted to be part of that, didn't he?
Yeah, he wanted... I said, Poppy... You cannot be part of a sponsored segment. Why not? Come on, Coop.
Did you point out that they pay a lot of money for that? Like, a lot of money? It's like ridiculous amounts of money these people pay for these commercials. That's great. And Poppy's upset that I haven't put him on my podcast. Jeez Louise, man. It's unreal. All right, anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. I was about to go to the international line, but the international line hung up. We had a caller on the Autobahn.
Uh-oh.
No longer on the Autobahn. So he was next. He was in the queue, but not in the queue anymore.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of numbers.
The NFL
Network announcing that the NFL is increasing its salary cap for each team record-breaking $224.8 million
I always love every year.
2023 season.
Here at, a lot of people don't know this, but at Fox Sports Radio, they send out a press release every year. Yeah. They're raising the salary for the employees here. Yes.
I must have missed that for the last 20 years.
Yes. I'm sure it's in the works, Eddie. They're
working on that
right now.
I can't
wait. Yes, they are, Eddie. You just wait.
That is $16.6 million more than the previous year as far as the NFL salary cap. So I guess they're making money.
Yeah. All right. Oh, very good. Thank you for that, Eddie, as we press on here. And we do have our international caller back on the international line. We go now to the great country of Germany, and a man who is he's a patriot. I guess he's an expat because he's living in Germany right now, but he'll be back at some point. Butch in Germany. What's going on, Butch? You're on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning, guys. I'm just driving to work, cruising down the Autobahn as fast as I can.
Good. Good. How fast are you going right now?
Right, 130.
Yeah. All right. What kind of car you got?
No kids in the car today, though, Ben.
Okay, well, that's good. Probably better that way. And what kind of car you got going on there? What do you got going on with it?
I got a Corvette.
Oh, yeah? What's the fastest a Corvette goes? 130? Is that the max on it?
197, but I've only done 165, so I'm working on it. It's been a wet winter, Ben.
I understand. You got to be careful. So what's going on there? Well, you travel all over the place there, Butch. You're our international man of mystery, Butch.
Yeah, I called you last week. I called you last week from Morocco, but I was running down the beach and my call dropped, so that didn't. Trying to check all these countries that I travel to, you know. So, you know, for
fun. You're just flexing. You're just flexing. Is what you're doing.
That's no. I still gotta get down to Perth and meet that other guy. You know, go up.
You got to go down to Australia, man. We got a lot of big fans down there in Australia. You got to hang out with them for sure.
I love them. There's need to find him, but I was just calling. It's like, yeah, you know, yeah. You know, the Niners. I meant to call yesterday, but I was too busy working when I was listening. But that was such a disappointing. That fourth string quarterback guy, you could have done better. Oh my God!
Damn right, I should have played. The Niners should have signed me to a 1 week contract. I would have been out there. Now, Butch, next year, Butch, the NFL, they've got what? Patriots, Chiefs are coming in 2023 to Germany. Will you be going to that game or no?
Gonna try. The problem is they put it in Munich, so it's 5 hours away. So
Forget that, man.
Be home. You know, it's a couple nights in a hotel. It might be worth it, but I don't like the Patriots. They send the fucking up.
Sorry, my bad. Maybe in Germany you can say that, but yeah. All right. They send you're a Niners guy, so you want to see the Niners. I got you. All right. Yeah. Well, be safe on driving 130 miles an hour, Butch, okay? All right.
Yeah, I feel bad for Purdy. He could have killed it. He could have been great next year, but you guys have a good time. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Be safe. All right. There you go. Aloha. How about that, man? Butch got so worked up, he said a word you can't say. They might arrest you in Germany if you say that. They might. I don't know. The laws there. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. This portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Johnny in the cruiser. He's hanging around. He's driving all over the place there in Boston. What's going on, Johnny in the cruiser?
What's going on, Benny? How are you?
Welcome in, Johnny. How can we help you, man? What's on your mind?
Well, I just got to tell you, Butch is driving 130 over here in the States. He's getting pulled over. But
you'd give him a citation? How big a ticket would you get driving 130?
He's getting the full boat there. He's getting the full boat there, Benny. All right?
You go in the paddy wagon. They put you in the paddy wagon. That's it. You're done.
Yes, sir. Tell Butch that, but I'm calling about this Bill O'Brien signing by the Pats. I can't stand it. Everyone's acting like he's going to change the offense. Mac Jones sucks. He's the problem. I can't stand him. We need a new quarterback. That's the end of the story.
That's a great take. And you know what? That's a solid take because all these people that are saying it's not Mac Jones' fault, it's the receiver's fault, it's the offensive coordinator's fault. See, we're from the same school of thought here, Johnny. The quarterback is supposed to uplift those around him. And Mac Jones has not shown that ability to uplift the players around him.
He just whines. That's all he does. He whines. He's a bad quarterback. We need to get him out of there.
Well, and you can get – listen, and you know this. You can get anybody to go out there with great players and they'll look pretty good. It's how do you do when you have mediocre or average players? Can you uplift the players around you? And he wasn't that guy at Alabama. He had great players at Alabama. And with the Patriots, he hasn't had good players, and he's been mediocre.
Exactly. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do. I think we're going to stick with them, and it sucks.
Now, you know what you're going to win 8 or 9 games every year and maybe make the wild card some years and then get smoked when you make the playoffs. That's what you're going to do.
I can't handle it.
I got
you.
All right, call your therapist, Johnny. Call your therapist right now.
All right, buddy, I will.
All right, be good.
All right.
There's that. How about that? That debut of a new star. That could be a new breakout sensation. Johnny in the cruiser. Cruising around Boston. Now, I've been to Boston many times. I don't think you can drive anywhere 130 miles an hour in Boston. I don't think that, even if your car could get to 130 miles an hour, the road, I mean, maybe outside, but not in Boston proper. No way, no how. So we have a political faux pas. We go to the U.S. House of Representatives. We have some audio we're going to play here. And this comes out of Congress. There's a Missouri congressman named Mark Alford. Wasn't there a basketball player that had that name years ago, a guard named Mark Alford?
Steve Alford.
Steve, I was close. That's his brother's Mark. Anyway, Mark Alford was very excited. He's a first-term Missouri congressman, and he took valuable time. This is how the United States politics work. This dope got up there in front of the U.S. House of Representatives. and gave a speech congratulating the Kansas City Chiefs. But listen closely, because it sounds to me like I don't think this guy actually watched the game. You know how like you hear some people get on television and radio and you're like, that guy didn't actually watch the game. Like, that's a terrible take. Like, this guy, I don't think he actually watched the game. I think he was out to lunch or something like that, and he's just trying to get political points. And that's the vibe I got from listening to this congressperson from Missouri. So we're going to play a clip for you. It's not that long, but it's very – well, it's like any – and it does this, by the way, is a bipartisan issue. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. All politicians blow when they talk about sports. That's a universal truism of the universe. And so with that, I believe we have the audio ready to go here. This is the first-term Missouri Congressman Mark Alford in front of all of the representatives who were paying attention, the U.S. House of Representatives on Capitol Hill there, talking about Kansas City.
Mr. Speaker, today I rise to honor my Kansas City Chiefs for their AFC championship and their berth in Super Bowl 57. Like many Missourians, I could not be prouder of the effort put forth on the field yesterday, last night. Despite having an injured Patrick Mahomes, injuries to several key players, incredible amounts of outside noise, and the referees against them the entire game, the Chiefs made short work of the Bengals, and sent them off to the offseason. While I hope Eli Apple has fun in Cancun, I also hope that Mayor Gibroni and the rest of the Cincinnati fan base learned a valuable lesson last night. It is called Arrowhead. It is the loudest, toughest place to play in the NFL with the strongest fan base. A special thank you to Patrick Mahomes, Harrison Butker, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and of course, Joseph Asai for all their wonderful efforts last night. We couldn't have done it without you. And to the Philadelphia Eagles, we'll see you in Arizona. Go Chiefs! Mr. Speaker, I yield back.
Oh, thank you. What a dumbass. All right. The guy, did he see that? Maybe that was a different game they showed for him in D.C. They may have showed a different version of the game. Because the game I saw, the Chiefs benefited from the referees. They were not the aggrieved party there. They were not the aggrieved party. The Bengals were called for 9 penalties for 71 yards. The Chiefs were called for a total of 4 penalties. But it's also the ones that were not called. That's also what stands out there. But there you go. That is your elected leader, the Missouri Congressman Mark Alford, thanking Joseph Asai. Oh, I love it. All right. I hate it and love it at the same time. We've got Maller to the third degree. Maller to the third degree coming up. Time now for the instant trivia. A lot of talk about Hassan Reddick and the Eagles and all the sacks they've gotten. Blank, though, is the only player in the NFL that has recorded 8 or more sacks every season since 2017. Again, blank, the only player in the NFL that has recorded 8-plus sacks every season since 2017. That is the Insta Trivia. The answer, we'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's a widespread problem of boring sports talk. The Ben Maller Show offers a solution under the cover of darkness. We are 25% more effective at delivering zany hot takes than our competitors. We'd love for you to help grow the audience with a personal endorsement. Simply mention our show and tag along with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We are growing the Maller Militia one new member at a time. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We've got the Who Am I game in a moment. Supermarket Steve says, That politician was obviously being ironic, Ben, especially when he thanked Joseph Asai for the win, and he referred to the mayor of Cincinnati as a jabroni, just like Kelce. He obviously watched the game. Well, Aaron points out, he agrees with me, Aaron. He says, the congressman watched the same TV Skip watched. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Here's the Insta trivia, and here we go. Blank is the only player in the NFL that has had 8 or more sacks every season since way back in 2017. And we have Maller to the third degree warming up. Callaghan Tim's going with William Refrigerator Perry as his answer. Derek Burnett, guessed by Billy Bob. TJ Watt from Chip in the Q's. Odd Job from Surly Scott. That's his answer. Leroy Neiman from Rob in Minnesota. Gilligan, tossed out by Alf, the alien opiner. Vaughn Miller from Dante. Noah Syndergaard from Shane in Des Moines. Avon Barksdale from Benito, the sad Cowboy fan. We've got Miguel on Fire going with Kevin Green. Eek is going with Hassan Reddick. Jenna Jameson from Stevie Meatballs. Who else do we have? Page down. Reggie White, guessed by Justin in Cincinnati. Mr. Nice Guy in the Bay is going with Tom Dempsey. Ferg Dog in SoCal says the legend Vic the Brick Jacobs. We love Vic.
Feeling you.
I've known Vic for most of my adult life. He's a great man. Who else do we have? Milkman Mike says the crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger. Well, that's not very nice. Page down. Jerry Glanville from Rob the Goat Man. King Kong Bundy from Rob in Vegas. Eddie, what say you? It is not Inspector Gadget, guessed by the Cowboy Killer.
No, certainly not. No. It is former Atlanta Hawk legend John Konkak.
Oh, it's a good name. One of the first overpaid NBA players. There was a lot of outrage before the internet years ago. That is incorrect, though. The correct answer, this is a journeyman vagabond defensive end. Yannick Ngakoue is the answer. Yannick Ngakoue played last year, I believe, in Jackson. Well, no, he was with Jackson. He's played with the Ravens, Jags,
the Colts,
Raiders, and Vikings over the years. But has eight or more sacks every year. Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop Dalu.
It was reported on Sunday that Kyler Murray could potentially miss half of the season for the Cardinals.
We said that months ago, Coop.
That's right, you did. Ben, yes, will this just be a lost year in Arizona, or do you expect the Cardinals to make some moves?
Well, listen, I do not expect them to go crazy. They don't have any moves to make. They put all their eggs in the little alligator arm-shaped basket. That's all the moves they've made, and it's a bad job. The roster's broken. The quarterback's a diva. Good luck. Now, the good news is Kyler Murray, he's going to be like a samurai at these video games. By the time he's done with all the extra time he has sitting on his ass, he'll be the king of the video game circuit. So it's not all empty. The glass is half full. Next!
It's now being reported that Sean Payton may return to Fox because the Saints are asking for two first-round picks in compensation, and they've been unwilling to lower the asking price. That's what the reports are anyway. Ben, will the return of Sean Payton be postponed?
Well, I don't believe the reports. I believe the original reports and not the latest reports, because the original reports were that in order to even talk to Sean Payton, you had to agree to the guidelines on what the Saints wanted in return, what bounty the Saints wanted. And so I believe that. I think the biggest obstacle here, and these are teams that Sean Payton doesn't want to coach, and so they're saying that, well, we don't want to give up the draft picks and all that, but it's getting late. And if you look at Sean Payton here, these are not good jobs. It's like the bottom of the eighth. You might as well go back, try again next year. There'll be new jobs open. Next!
Apparently the Packers, quote, prefer to move on from Aaron Rodgers. How quickly do you think we see a trade play out, Ben?
Oh, it's not going to happen anytime soon. We got to be able to milk this like a cow, all right? I mean, it's like the weather in Green Bay. If you don't like it, just wait a couple of days or a couple hours. It's going to change. Every day there's a new story about Aaron Rodgers. Clickety click click. It's the greatest clickbait around. There it is. Maller to the third degree with plenty of time to spare. How did we do?
You pass us.
That is a winner. Woo! I won the game. Woo! That's a winner. I won, Stevie Meatballs.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian,
from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.